We have a call. Eric from Drake It. We'll take this call before the break.
Yeah.
Somebody put give Steve some headsets to put on. Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I'm calling in. Good morning, Mr. Stone.
Good morning.
So I think it's very important for the residents of Drake It, and I think we've had a little bit of discussion about this before, but, you know, we're getting the funds back from the government as a grant, which is greatly important to what we're doing. But I think the other thing, too, that people that we really need to stress on, and maybe you can touch light, and I know you just did a few minutes ago, but the voice over IP and the savings of the phones, and I know that we don't have an exact number, but maybe you could just talk to us about, like, what if we don't do this internet upgrade? Because, you know, I have a little experience with the voice over IP that we did, and it eliminates all this equipment. And I know the equipment's outdating that we've talked about, and it's failing. And where does that money come from? What do we do? What is the next step if we can't get this override to go through? How are we going to come up with the funds and replace all this old equipment? And then once we do that and get the phone systems to where they need to be, and then become facing this deadline where the government's saying, you have to get to this point with your internet and your services, and then we then tackle that task, and we just wasted all the money getting the phone
Thanks, Eric. Let's hear what the superintendent says.
I think I have a couple of responses. The first one would be that the FCC has for over a decade and a half provided rebates to school systems and public libraries for telecommunications. That's what the E-rate program is. That's why the FCC operates the program. Starting this year, they're not reimbursing for phone bills. So we have to start paying that out of pocket. So it is more effective to take what available dollars are there and to use it for what the FCC now wants to support, and that is the installation of broadband fiber optic technology and wireless infrastructure. We only have a window of 5 years. We're in year two now to be able to use that money. There really isn't, aside from the grant that may come in from the state, and that's a one-time issue that will only cover the fiber optic part of it. The state has indicated that the only options they are considering right now, either through the Mass School Building Authority or through the Department of Education themselves, is zero-interest loans. Well, that still means a capital outlay by the community for the infrastructure. Technology is a utility just like electricity, gas, or water. It is a requirement to operate a school system. This is a $43 million operation with almost 4,000 students and 450 employees. You need technology to operate it. We have some 500 computers alone, and then add in hundreds more tablets and other devices. It's a utility cost that needs to be continually replenished. So we need to invest in it now. The reality is it is also a safety problem. We are doing everything on a daily basis to make sure our schools are as safe. Our work with the Draco Police has been great. Chief Richardson and Deputy Chief Chartrain have been marvelous in supporting the schools. And while we've made a lot of upgrades and improvements that I won't talk about publicly, we need to have communication with our schools at a core level. We lose schools on a regular basis with their phone systems. They just go offline. So, yeah, I have 500 students in elementary school and no phones working. We have to scramble to find people who have cell phones and come up with a rudimentary emergency system until the phones go back online. And we know that this phone system cannot be repaired in any substantive manner. So we really have to upgrade the system.